Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.
Yeah, you got to try to just determine, I guess it's like grading on the curve, you know, you just got to kind of determine it, you know, scale it out, and how much do we want it to impact our game planning, or what? How much does it need to? Last week, it didn't impact us at all. This week, we know it's going to be Tyrod, so that helps us, but we also know that, you know, Justin Fields could very well come in the game and play certain plays or packages or whatever, so we've got to be ready for that too. Next week is just kind of up in the air. It's a Thursday night game. Yes, we're preparing for it already behind the scenes. And we don't know which quarterback we're going to get. The good news is we know them both. We played against them a lot. But now our people are looking at, you know, how they fit into the offense, basically, that they're running. But we won't look at that until Monday.
Harbs talking to the media yesterday and says dealing with changes in prep when the opposing team changes. Obviously, he mentioned it. The quarterback change in the Browns game happened during the game. But this week, the Jets have benched Justin Fields, and they know Tyrod Taylor's the quarterback. And then looking ahead, looks like it might be Joe Burrow on Thursday. But I know Harb's on the flip side. He loves to make other teams have to think about working on other things just for 5 minutes. So obviously, this is now the shoe on the other foot kind of situation.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty simple. You should be able to beat the Jets no matter who.
Yes.
Any quarterback that is under the employ and is contractually responsible to the New York Football Jets, you know what that assignment is, and you need to win that football game. And then Zach Taylor does what Zach – they're going to be in 11 personnel 90% of the time. Uh-huh. They're going to go empty more than anybody else. And whether it's Burrow or Flacco, they're going to try to push the ball downfield. They're going to run play action out of the pistol, not really under center. It's a divisional game. It's not like they fired the offensive coordinator midseason and have somebody in there who's completely changed their identity. So I think while any sequence like this will be a challenge for a football team, the fact that their divisional opponents coming after you face one of the three worst teams in the NFL, coming off of on short rest, just having faced one of the six worst teams in the NFL. It could be, I mean, like, you take care of business.
It's also two quarterbacks they know extremely.
Yeah.
Taylor, they drafted, and he was in the building for 4 years. And Joe Burrow, they played how many times?
Yeah. Like, oh, and if it's Flacco, they know him a little bit.
Well, they know look, Joe as well.
You could, like, if you really want to extrapolate it, okay, so you've got this fake quarterback controversy this week. It's Tyrod Taylor, and it won't be much Fields unless Taylor gets hurt. Okay, then I think unless he gets hurt between now and then, it's Burrow.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we could say, maybe one. And then it's probably Rodgers, although I think it's probably Rodgers, but yeah, maybe that one could be a little dicey.
Yeah.
And then
it's Burrow again.
But a Bengals quarterback or two could be hurt again between now and that second game.
That's very true.
So, I mean, it could.
Could be Jake.
It could be that every week we're having these discussions of, well, how do they prepare? But they know what these offenses can and can't do. Look, the New York Jets, God love them, outside of Breece Hall.
Nobody else does.
They don't have a skill guy out there who should be able to beat you.
What about Joey Taylor's nephew?
At quarterback, at wide receiver, at tight end.
Mason Taylor.
Really not on the roster healthy right now.
You're two touchdown favorites at home. Win the game.
Yeah.
Win the game.
You don't like Mason Taylor?
I don't have an opinion on him. I'm saying he has not proven to be a skill player in this league who you have to in any way account for.
Great bloodlines. His father's a Hall of Famer. Aunt's Joy his Taylor.
What's his aunt?
His aunt's Joy Taylor. Great bloodlines.
Great genes.
She's a Graham Hall of Famer, you said.
Yeah, she is on the Instagram Hall
of
Famer.
She'd be on Mount Rushmore?
Yes, I think so. I think so. She does like to post.
Not on the gram.
More from Harbs. Update on Emory Jones. When can he be ready to contribute?
Oh, my God.
He's made very good progress.
My God.
Very quick progress. You know, it's only been about 3 to 4 weeks. One of the weeks was a no pad. It was a Thursday night week. I think his first week was the Miami game, right? So I would say he's made excellent progress, and he's getting pretty close to being ready to play.
The countdown. I'm looking at my.
I'm telling you,
I'm looking
Jason.
At my Emory Jones doomsday
he's getting
watch.
Close.
Emory
this
Jones.
This is like the linebacker from Michigan who you guys were obsessed with, and I'm like,
who's that?
Ross. Was it John Ross?
I didn't even make the team. The
No. Like, he made the team
the second year.
Oh,
he made the team once.
It's like John Ross, Josh Ross.
Oh, with the undrafted kid.
Jay Ross, isn't he? What do you get claimed on the practice squad? When are they going to elevate him?
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.
Oh, well, that guy was undrafted.
To be fair, Emory Jones is a third round pick.
Yeah,
he was undrafted.
Yeah.
But yes, the Emory Jones of it. This is
playing
not gonna
in
be,
December. Bump.
This is not going to be the
save the offense
of the offensive.
You that, put that, him in for Falele. Look out!
You need, gotta be
everything
better.
Changes.
You need to have very
Josh Ross
expectations.
Josh Ross. He made the final cuts with Seattle. He went over with Mike. They picked him up on waivers last year, and he made the final cuts.
There you go.
Just got cut at the end this year. Just got cut at the end. Training camp. That was a good run.
Thank you for the update.
Thank you, Ben.
We should probably make that an occasional. So he's on waivers right now. He's available.
He's available to anyone.
Anybody
can bring him in.
Yeah.
Maybe he comes back.
Yeah, they already got their undrafted.
Well, I'm thinking about Tennessee. I'm thinking about Denard. I'm thinking about Weaver in Miami.
All over.
I'm thinking about all the tentacles. Harbaugh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jim.
Cut 49, Bone. Obviously, Ben, excuse me. The hurricane play that set this town on its head with the touchdown run. Are there any more plays like Hurricane, John?
We have other plays that are in that same kind of a deal that have weather names, so it just kind of fit in the package. It was a package name.
Tornado or monsoon out there?
Tornadoes, those are both. They are in the hopper.
Wow.
Tornado and monsoon are both in the hopper.
Aloysius.
Oh yeah.
Aloysius.
That's the best club we heard.
Was that Aloysius or was that the guy that runs Baltimore Free Food?
Yes.
I don't know.
I haven't seen both of them in the same
room.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
I wonder if he was wearing a Wannabet hoodie when he asked that question.
That's a great
question.
There's
a pretty good chance he was.
That's a great question.
Harb's trying to make teams think, man. They could do anything with that
light breeze. Do you think there's like one for light breeze?
It's gotta be violent,
what about
man.
Jet stream.
It's football.
Jet stream. No.
Jet stream's not a. No, you gotta have like. Yeah, well, those would be lame plays.
So
like light
like
breeze, a lame play.
Landslide, mudslide,
typhoon.
Typhoon. Okay.
What
about just a tropical storm?
Erupting
something
volcano?
A little less than a
what
hurricane?
About a what's a heavy
something
snowstorm
glacier?
Called
something
a
glacier?
What?
What's a heavy snowstorm? What's that word?
Blizzard?
A blizzard.
Oh,
blizzard.
Gotta be a blizzard.
Blizzard play. It's gotta be a blizzard.
Especially blizzard. When they get to December.
Yeah, there's gotta
January.
Be a blizzard play.
Oh yeah. They head to Green Bay. They break
out. They break
Green
out blizzard.
Bay. Watch out. I called it.
Blizzard would have been nice in the playoffs against Buffalo last year.
Yeah, good call, Ben.
Like, don't you find think a way to, more teams would have Blizzard as a nickname? Like the old NASL, there was the Toronto Blizzard.
Oh.
They had a pretty cool logo, too. You'd think
the
there'd
Blizz.
Be... You don't hear the Blizzard.
Nobody beats
you
the
don't
Blizz.
Hear,
no
like,
one beats the Blizz.
I think the box lacrosse team, the indoor lacrosse team in Buffalo, I think, was the Blizzard for a while, but then they might have switched it to the Bandits.
Randomly, random
you don't
fact.
Hear Blizzard that much.
I went to the very first box lacrosse championship game in Philadelphia. This 100 years ago when I was in high school there. Like,
well, when they had the team at the old arena, yeah. I went to a couple of those.
Yeah,
games.
I went to the championship game. It was Philly against somebody.
This is my dumb question. Box lacrosse is just
indoor lacrosse yeah.
with like really lax penalty rules.
Yes, you could beat the crap out of people.
Out of
you
people?
Can like stick check. Yeah. You can
really?
Slash.
It was violent.
Like in order to get called for slashing in that,
yeah.
I think you had to like break a bone.
Does it still exist?
Yes.
Yeah.
Box lacrosse.
But it's more Canadian based now, I think. I don't think there's as many U.S. teams as there used to be.
Yeah. Coming up next, we get to the Orioles, and we're still digesting the Grayson Rodriguez trade, and time for a little necessary roughness. Should the Orioles have kept Grayson and turned him into a relief pitcher? We'll discuss next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas de DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.